but the horror of ALS is. Because you are aware of your surroundings and you can't do a damn thing about anything.
Oh, that's horrible.
Well, on that note.
On that happy note.
I'm going to go have a margarita.
We are heading to the Baumhauer's in an
hour. I know. Enjoy it. I love Baumhauer's.
Amy, great to see you.
Good to see you, too.
And do come back and visit us again, especially in these odd financial times.
Save your tax returns. Follow Chapter 13 with me.
We are going to get the Wall Street Business Report, some traffic, SRN News, and then come back.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jason Walker. Testifying before the House Financial Services Committee today, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says the central bank has not yet settled on how much to boost its key interest rate later this month.
If, and I stress that no decision has been made on this, but if the totality of the data were to indicate that faster tightening is warranted, we'd be prepared to increase the pace of rate hikes.
President Biden's upcoming budget proposal aims to cut deficits by nearly $3 trillion over the next decade. That is higher than what he talked about in his State of the Union address when he said the figure was $2 trillion. Wall Street today, the Dow dropped 58 points, 32,798. S&P was up 5 at 3,992, while the NASDAQ moved ahead 45 at 11,576. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jason Walker.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest updates.
Well, at the moment, we are very busy all over the city. Got a lot of traffic now on I-85 north and southbound through the interchange of downtown Montgomery. We're busy on East Boulevard, East South Boulevard. A little bit of a backup on Northern Boulevard from Boylston up to Jackson Ferry where the work's going on there. Atlanta Highway, very busy outbound. It's going to get a lot more busy here in the next few minutes. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trentum State. Scholarships are available. Call Trentum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
It's March 8th, the greatest day ever. On the 8th of March, 1993, Beavis and Butthead premiered on MTV. The crude animated series would become MTV's highest rated show.
You said would.
yeah, would.
Have a great March 8th, the greatest day ever.
The side benefit is you don't have to move out. You don't have to move in with your in-laws. You don't have to be displaced.
Ben Strout's business is called Another Story. He and his business partner have patented a way to add a second floor to a house without first removing the roof. The implications and business opportunities are huge. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 5.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Active service members and veterans have provided firsthand testimony in the House of Representatives about the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, describing in harrowing detail the carnage and death they witnessed on the ground. The initial hearing Wednesday of a long-promised investigation by House Republicans displayed the open wounds from the end of America's longest war in August 2021. A rocket made almost entirely of 3D-printed parts remains on the pad after its debut launch attempt was aborted at the last minute. California-based Relativity Space was attempting to launch the rocket to orbit from Cape Canaveral, Florida on Wednesday, but a temperature issue in the upper stage halted the countdown, and Mission Control eventually decided to call it quits for the day. More details at srnnews.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. I knew we could not put off getting life insurance. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $40 a month. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $18 a month.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161 or go to SelectQuote.com now. That's 1-800-940-6161. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
Everyone is talking about Jesus' revolution. Witness the untold origin story.
Our country is a dark and divided place, but now there's hope and it's spreading.
Of the last spiritual awakening in American history.
This is your home, and I want you to tell all your friends about it.
Jesus' Revolution, starring Jonathan Rumi and Kelsey Grammer. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Jesus' Revolution, only in theaters now.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
A lot of directions I could have gone with this. A judge has struck down another Biden law that is totally unconstitutional. This one involving the border. We'll see where that goes. Or the fact that today the Biden administration selected as its woman of the year, actually a man with a penis who thinks he's a woman. This is how crazy these people are. I don't care what you think you are. You're entitled to think whatever you want. But if you have a penis, you're a man. If you have a vagina, you're a woman. Everything else, there is an 800 number to call for more. But that's not the most electrifying story. This one involves my business. The media. Oh, wait a minute. I mispronounced that. Let me do that one more time.
Sorry.
No. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, too. Media. There was a woman named Gigi Sohn who was being considered as a candidate for the FCC. She's a crackpot, like everybody else, like Pete Buttigieg and the rest of this crazy-ass collection of incompetent people. And they just keep turning up like, I mean, they must look for the worst human beings they can find, the people who have the worst track records of failure, or the best, I'm not sure how to phrase that. And those are the people they pick for jobs that affect our everyday lives. It is getting old.
Is everybody dumb?
Well, name somebody in the Biden administration who isn't horrible. And this is the video that brought her candidacy down, why she is not going to be on the FCC.
The best lawyer I've ever seen was the seed funder for Public Knowledge. So she was responsible for turning me into a Soros-supported, wing-nut communist.
She suggested if you don't like someone, if they're a conservative outlet, the federal government should revoke their license to broadcast. That's scary stuff.
Did you hear that? We'd be off the air with this woman. Having any being within spitting distance of our company and all the others, this still happens to be a very popular format. That's why even Hannity's on 400 radio stations and Air America's been dead for 10 years. This is how serious this is. They rewrite laws. They do all kinds of unconstitutional stuff. They want to run your life from the inside out. And thank God she is not going to be on the FCC. And I'll tell you something else. Looks aren't everything. And we do want to judge by character. However, this is another one of these Biden people you look at and say there's something a little off the rails about this person. So look her up, Gigi Sohn, because I know I'm right. So that's some good news today. We'll have the baseball scores later this hour.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Mr. Electric, 245-1566. By the way, there's Jim Jordan. He was electrifying today, going after Fauci. They're going to put that little man's ass in jail. They have to. Murderer. Follow the money. Fauci the money. Another false idol of the Democratic Party. When you need any type of electrical service, installation, repair, or a mystery solve, we've used them for all. Like, we see brand new fixtures out here, but they don't come on, and we can't figure out why. Turned out there was no wires in the pipes. Now, I don't know. The people that owned the house before we did were really nice folks. I don't know why they didn't put wires in there so it would work, but Mr. Electric did, and it works great. In fact, that's for several years now. And most recently, they have replaced corroded outdoor outlets. We had one go dead in the bath. You don't want those things in your house because they can lead to very serious. In fact, if you just do a little cursive investigation on electrical fires and how quickly they spread, it's frightening. So this is not only repair and maintenance or installation, it's preventative for your safety, for your life, and for everything you have in your house. 245-1566 is the number to call for a free estimate. You'll pay the upfront price they charge. And the cool thing is when you get your invoice, they have pictures of everything they did. Everything step by step is listed so you know exactly what you paid for and receive from Mr. Electric, or visit MrElectric.com.
Restaurants come and go. They open to big fanfare, but if they can't deliver, they're gone. Poof. For 25 years and going strong, Sinclair's has been offering a truly exceptional dining experience for you from the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Roads. Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner. Want to eat lighter? Check out Sinclair's many satisfying salads for both lunch and dinner. Sinclair's, now offering takeout and curbside service too. Sinclair's, where there's live music every Wednesday through Saturday. And Sinclair's is now totally non-smoking.
I'm Johnny Sullivan, and I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. At the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant.
Sinclair's is hiring, offering competitive pay to host, hostesses, servers, and experienced cooks. Apply in person weekdays between 1 and 2 and 4 and 6.
Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, 25 years and going strong.
Call Dad.
I was talking with Chad at Chad's AC Direct, and he was saying a lot of people he's helped recently had old units and were concerned about them going out when the weather was either really cold or really hot or on a weekend or at a bad time. Well, face it, there's really never a good time. If you've been having to add expensive Freon because of a leak or have cold or hot spots throughout your home and air escaping into the attic, you can call Chad today at Chad's AC Direct, and Chad will come out and give you a free home evaluation to see what your options are and if a new upgraded unit is the solution or maybe just servicing your current one will work. Chad's AC Direct does it all. Every year you need maintenance or cleaning, so call Chad's at 264-6464. Sign up for a maintenance plan, and if your system breaks down this year, your trip fee is free, even on weekends. That just paid for Chad's Comfort Club. So if you're ready for a new unit or maintenance, do what the girls do.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
LG Tint and Graphics is known for tinting vehicles. But did you know they tint houses and offices as well? If you want to protect your floors, paint, furniture, or simply want to be cool, call them for a free estimate. 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics in Prattville.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Got some weather changes on the way as a storm system approaches, but I think we're dry tonight. Mostly cloudy and mild. Overnight low temperature down to about 57. Tomorrow, high temperature in the upper 60s. Risk of showers and maybe a couple of thunderstorms by tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night, and first half of the day Friday before ending. Friday's high up to about 74. Will be cooler Saturday with a good bit of sunshine and a high near 70. Then more showers show up on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Get a great deal on a lightly used, well-cared-for Kubota tractor when you buy a Kubota Harvest rental. Most were lightly used as rentals during the peanut harvest. With low hours and new factory warranty, they'll sell fast. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I was getting my teeth whitened, but then I said, forget that, I'll just get a tan instead. I saw a billboard. It said, estimated lotto jackpot, $55 million. See, I didn't know that was estimated. That would suck if you want to go, oh, we were off by two zeros. We estimate that you are angry. I like rice. Rice is great when you're hungry and you want 2,000 of something. I saw a commercial on late night TV. It said, forget everything you know about slipcovers. So I did. And it was a load off my mind. Then the commercial tried to sell slipcovers, but I didn't know what the hell they were. You guys are cool, man. Canada is all right. I like the American-Canadian border, because if you're walking along the border with a friend and you push your friend into Canada, he can't push you back right away, because first he has to go through customs. What brings you to Canada, dad? When you leave it, when I regain my equilibrium? I went to the doctor. All he did was suck blood from my neck. Do not go see Dr. Acula. Dr. Scholl makes foot products. And he's a doctor, so he went to school for a long time. But it doesn't take a lot to figure out that stepping on a cushion will be more comfortable. That guy wasted lots of time at school. Because I'd have bought that from a Mr. Scholl. Maybe even a senior show. I got a belt on that's holding up my pants, and my pants have belt loops that hold up my belt. I don't know what's really happening down there. Who is the real hero? I walk by a dry cleaner at 3 a.m., and the sign says, sorry, we're closed. You don't have to be sorry. It's 3 a.m., and you're a dry cleaner. It would be ridiculous for me to expect you to be open. I'm not gonna walk in at 10 a.m. and say, hey man, I walked by at 3 and you guys were closed. Somebody owes me an apology. I called the hotel operator. She said, how can I direct your call? Well, you could say action and I will begin to dial. Then when I say goodbye, you can yell cut.
And that was Mitch Hedberg. I needed a couple of minutes of something to lift our spirits. Of course, in 41 minutes, we'll be over at Baumhauer's ordering some good food and meeting some nice people and having a good time.
Yeah.
Double-checking our top stories of the day. Seizure of previously unknown Biden docs revealed amid classified material scandal. It's one thing after another, isn't it? Look over here. Look over there. Can you name one thing they did right? Well, I think the other day, when he said that he would sign a bill that would prohibit Washington, D.C. from embracing these soft-on-crime laws that are killing New York and Chicago and California.
But you know what? I think he rescinded that.
What?
Because he realized that this is an election year and that could hurt his chances.
They're going to bludgeon him. Yeah. He's not going to run for anything. They're not going to let him run.
I don't think he's going to live out the year.
Well, you never know with them, do you? All you got to do, hey, if you really want to learn the origins of who's running this country and why some branches of government that are accountable to and answerable to the President of the United States. But that's wishful thinking. Look what Donald Trump went through. And the media is still reporting it as fact, the Russian collusion hoax. All of it. And they're still trying to get him, and they haven't been able to because he didn't do anything. Except have a skin color that some people objected to. Or, you know what? The thing that really hurt him with the left was his honesty. He just more so than Reagan, tell it like it is. And nobody wants to. We're so used to everything being couched and, you know, these are people that will tell you in the nicest words to leave you with a good feeling. We're trying to kill you. You just don't realize it. That's what they're doing. Conservatives fear blowback from big business for what? And there's Kellyanne. Did you hear that was the big news over the weekend? She's divorcing that idiot, that lunatic she was married to. Oh, my God.
You don't understand how people who are on the opposite side of politics and in the media could possibly stay together for any length of time.
Anthony Fauci hid the truth about the pandemic until now. Yeah. It's funny how being under oath. Change your story. It's okay. They will never touch him. And that's what the deep state is. To really understand the origins of what Donald Trump has gone through and what we're seeing now in real time with January 6th and all the other crap, the FBI being weaponized the way it is, goes back to JFK. Goes back to JFK. So we're going to take a 1 minute break for traffic and come right back because we're going to listen to some of what Tucker had to say last night, and I can't wait till he says it again tonight.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest update.
Well, we got a good bit of traffic on the roads now. A lot of folks getting off work, getting out on the boulevard, busy all the way around the city, and we've got a lot of cars on I-65 and 85. On the interstates, busiest from South Union up to the 65 merge on 85 southbound. 231 to Wetumpka, not looking too bad so far this afternoon. And 31 to Prattville, we got a little bit of traffic there. Buckle up, be safe. Any problems pop up, we'll have it for you here. Invisible Fence has indoor-outdoor systems. Not only do they help keep your pets safe, but they've got the perfect start training method. That makes all the difference. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
By the way, in case you missed it, our next bowling event at Bama Lanes will be April 1st. Yes, if you're not a good bowler and you just want to have fun, is there a better day to bowl than April Fool's Day?
No.
I don't think so. All right. Tucker Carlson has withstood the usual blast from the people that don't want you to know the truth. And you have to give credit to House Speaker Kevin McCarthy for having the guts to hand over all of 40,000 hours to expose the January 6th committee. And I know people that sat and watched that like it was real, who believed everything. And today, Merrick Garland repeating the lie. Yeah, the Department of Justice, under his control, still repeating the lie that five officers were killed that day. Worst thing since Pearl Harbor. How do you stay that sick? I'd love to know. So let's listen to some of what Tucker Carlson, and this is after Chuck Schumer and even Mitch McConnell said, he's got to stop doing this. Wow, I mean, he's tweaking the big boys with this whole January 6th thing. And you know what? A lot of people are finally waking up.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Last night, we aired video from surveillance cameras on Capitol Hill. That video was recorded 26 months to the day before, January 6, 2021. And for 26 months, that footage was held from the American public. The January 6th committee made certain. Now, the Justice Department also kept a lid on that video footage. And in fact, in some cases, DOJ did not share it with criminal defendants who'd been charged on January 6th in violation of their constitutional rights. So we felt it was a public service to bring what we could to you. There was no justification for keeping this secret any longer, and a powerful argument to be made that sunlight is always and everywhere the best disinfectant.
Yep.
And in fact, because it was video evidence, it is to some extent self-explanatory. Anyone could look at the tape and decide what he or she thinks of it. So the tape we showed last night indicated very clearly that Capitol Hill police, in some cases, escorted protesters through the Capitol as if they were giving a tour. They did that with Jacob Chansley, the so-called QAnon shaman.
Amazing.
At one point, they even tried to open locked doors on Chansley's behalf. Chansley was sentenced to 4 years in prison for his crimes in the Capitol on January 6th. And the video we showed you last night raises the obvious question, why? On what grounds? The video I showed you last night also showed that Officer Brian Sicknick was not beaten to death with a fire extinguisher by protesters on January 6th, as the media and Liz Cheney so often claimed. The video shows Sicknick walking around the building, apparently in good health, after he was supposedly killed. We showed you that video. You can make of it what you will. We also showed you a video that proves Ray Epps, the mysterious protester who encouraged others to breach the Capitol, lied to the January 6th committee about where he was on that day. But for some reason, the committee protected him anyway. He was not considered an insurrectionist. He was their ally. So once again, you can draw whatever conclusions you like from that video. We have ours and we shared them with you. But it's really beyond debate that it is good for this country for Americans to be able to see it. The media and politicians, the people in charge, have talked about January 6th every day since it happened for 26 months. And so at some point, the evidence should be presented to the public. In free countries, governments do not lie about protests as a pretext to gain more power for themselves. They don't selectively edit videos for propaganda services and then lie about them in fake hearings and show trials. But that's exactly what happened. And every member of Congress should ask why that happened. But Democrats in the Senate, the Democratic leader in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, is not asking why. Instead, Chuck Schumer went on the Senate floor today to explode and to say that showing that video, evidence of wrongdoing by the federal government, including the security forces, the police department that Nancy Pelosi personally controlled, letting the public see any of that is a threat to democracy. Watch.
I'm going to pause it there. Because what's really interesting here, since this video was released by McCarthy, his predecessor as Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, has been really, really quiet, hasn't she? If she wanted to make her presence known, all she's got to do is pick up the phone, because any of those media acolytes will walk over and start licking her butt for what and messaging whatever she wants to put out there. She's not. And today, there's talk, and this has got to happen. This has got to happen. The House needs to have a committee to investigate the January 6th committee. And that's why they're all so upset. Because they'll be under oath. They'll be under oath. Nancy Pelosi will be asked to explain why, given the advance warning you had about the size of the crowd and the possibility for trouble, why you denied Donald Trump's request for the National Guard. Why were Capitol Police officers denied extra assistance when they asked for it? Tucker had one of those guys on. He knew what they needed to do. He knew the situation was kind of becoming overwhelming, but they wouldn't send him any help. His calls for help on the intercom, the device they used to communicate with each other, went unanswered. There's some really deep stuff here. And that's why Nancy Pelosi is staying quiet. I wouldn't be surprised to see her announce her retirement and then retire to a place where they can't extradite her. this is just insane. The and sadly, I think I heard somebody on Joey's show today. There are some people that think Tucker is making this up. And I said this morning on the morning show, which we're trying not to get too political, but this is too big of a situation to just say, well, we'll talk about it at 9. It's much too important. And if Chuck Schumer, this is the leader of the Senate in a country that has a First Amendment guaranteeing free speech, the leader of the Senate went out on the floor and demanded, no, kind of threatened, that Tucker Carlson should be pulled off the air along with these tapes.
Last night, millions of Americans tuned in to one of the most shameful hours.
Millions of Americans, Chuck. You know why? Because nobody watches CNN and MSNBC, and that really pisses you off, too.
We have ever seen on cable television.
Oh, yeah.
Fox News host Tucker Carlson ran a lengthy segment last night arguing the January 6th Capitol attack was not a violent insurrection. I don't think I've ever seen a primetime cable news anchor manipulate his viewers the way Mr. Carlson did last.
I didn't feel manipulated. Here's the thing. Most of us who are capable of critical thinking instead of being spoon-fed be-as-ul-shmi-as-it by the government, we already knew this. Now he's proving it. We knew there were things that were being omitted. That's why the officer, the Capitol Police officer that Tucker had on, who said I was not given the help I requested, he was dismissed from that police department after 20 years of service because he had a MAGA hat on, which he somewhat ingeniously says he's a Biden voter, put on so he could get through the crowd without much harassment. And when you think about it, that's a pretty smart play. If you're a cop and there's a lot of protesters and you need to get from point A to point B, that hat is your passport in a situation like that. And really, at that point, it's the crowds, and the impeachments and everything else these evil sons of bitches have put us through for the last 7 years. You talk about shameful? You are the poster boy for shameful, Chuck Schumer. All right, we have a call. Clay. Yeah.
You know, today is one of those, which, and I'll preface it by putting it this way. Today is one of those made-up, stupid holidays, correct? National Women's Day.
Yes, and they proved it by giving the Woman of the Year to a guy, to a woman with a penis. Seriously.
Just to let other people know, I have four children. Three are daughters. And one is a son. Hold on. I guess I need to specify. Three were born with the feminine body part.
Equipment, yes.
And the other was born as a male. And I'm married to a woman who has, like, the vagina and the uterus.
Yes.
And I'm going to try to do this without saying a cuss word. I've spent many hours on radio in the past, and I've only been dumped twice. It angers me so much on National Women's Day. This is not a gotcha question. I want an honest answer. Do you know who Riley Gaines is, Greg?
Riley Gaines?
Riley Gaines. Yeah, R-I-L-E-Y-G-A-I-N-E-S. Do you know who Riley Gaines is?
I can't say that I do. I'm missing that at the moment.
Like I said, this is not a gotcha question. the reason you don't know who Riley Gaines is because she lost a swimming competition in the national championship to a dude named Will Thomas. Now, you might remember Leah Thomas.
Oh, God, I've been on. Yeah, that's a horrible situation.
You might remember some dude with a protrusion coming out of the bottom part of his pants.
Yeah.
That won the national championship last. And the reason you don't know Riley Gaines' name is because she came in second. She came in second because she was swimming against a dude.
Right.
And my three children, and I've been blessed. I'm fortunate. My children have been very good at sports, two of which earned college scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
The pain it would cause me to know that my child did not get that scholarship because a swinging thing got the scholarship in front of them just absolutely disgusts me, Greg. I mean, it's absolutely gut-wrenching that on National Woman's Day, the national championship swimmer is a man, and the greatest woman is Bruce Jenner, that was at his time not just some random dude, but was like the most athletic man on the planet. And it is so hard not to curse and say something. This country, this world is so screwed up. I mean, to be arguing, it's like they go so far to this side that we're celebrating men as the best women on the planet while still saying a man can't criticize a woman for anything or that sexist. Everything gets so screwed up, then they can just run all this stuff. It's just, like I said, it's hard not to say a cuss word.
Are you kidding? Do you understand? You, I think, have heard the show before. Yeah, it is absolutely impossible at times to keep a civil tongue.
It's just, it's ludicrous. And you know, someone like me, I would be absolutely, if you remember, and I know you do, a year or two ago when they started the big campaign of toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
You could draw a picture of me, and I would be the definition of that. But I guarantee you one thing. I would kill you over any of the women in my life. I would lose my, I would cut my arm off, my leg off for any of the women in my life. Not just family members. But I'm the bad guy because I'm toxically masculine. But you got to have a ding-dong to be the woman of the year now.
Yeah, that's how upside down and nuts it is.
And they accept it, and they don't just accept it, Greg. They just put it on banners, and they glorify.
Yeah, celebrate.
Look how great it is that Will Thomas is the greatest woman swimmer in the country. And they won't even call him Will, and they won't refer to him as he. And then, this girl, once again, what's her name? We don't even know her damn name. And that could be my daughter. That could be Janelle. That could be any of our daughters that are sitting around, and nobody knows Riley Gaines, do not even know her name. And she was the best actual woman swimmer in the country last year.
Right.
And nobody knows her name, but everybody knows, quote unquote, Leah. Will, I got a 6-inch weenie. That's who is the greatest woman swimmer in the country. And it absolutely drives me crazy. For Women's Day, I think it's a great day to celebrate the greatest woman swimmer in this country who has a ding-a-ling. Yes.
Well, they gave an award to a man with a penis. Today is the Woman of the Year or something in the White House. I got to run, and I appreciate your passion. You know I do. And by the way, you'll be happy to know that where my daughter works, Zoo Miami, they did a Women's Day tribute, and my daughter was invited to be in it.
That's great.
Talk about what she does, why she does it, how she got into it. And everybody in that clip was an actual female. Why should that surprise anybody? It shouldn't. It used to be that way fairly recently. But the Leah Thomas thing is sickening.
Yeah.
And you have to wonder about the mental apparatus of a creature who would be okay with himself cheating that way, knowing he had a biological advantage and still competing, knowing he was going to be winning a trophy, in my opinion, cheating. Nothing else. Sam?
Hey, Greg, thanks for taking my call. I'm standing here in my kitchen. I'm looking at my television right now on the national news. President Biden just mouthed off about Tucker Carlson and the tragedy of the truth getting out. What I was going to say, anybody who wants to see that stuff, I went in through YouTube, and Tucker's whole show and the other clips, that officer, you know, you always hear about the strength of the union, and I guess the Capitol Police don't have a union, because, man, it was the next day. He's gone. They got rid of that officer quick. And it really got back to him trying to help people.
Yeah,
and
he's doing his job. He should be. Yes, he should receive reparations. And hopefully, when they finally get the committee to investigate the January 6th committee, they'll do that. Sam, I'm out of time, buddy. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome. Elon Musk buys Twitter and releases his company files to show Americans your FBI, your government, used millions of your tax dollars to enforce one opinion on the social media company I just bought. And now the FTC is investigating him. If I could pay the fine, you would be hearing F-bombs all over the place right now. That is, and y'all know it, and I think a lot of you are thinking exactly what I'm thinking. They're investigating Elon Musk. As Tucker put it so eloquently, sunlight is the best disinfectant. And when he bought the company, he gave us plenty of it to show us that we are being led by an incredibly corrupt, immoral, unreal group of people. 5:43. I meant to... it's so much. Time flies so much and so fast when Jacqueline's with us. But I know that she has met and talked to Tip Tames over at Jack Ingram. And they, by the way, have a great locating service. If you're looking for a specific type of brand of vehicle in a certain price range, they're happy to hunt it down for you, even though they do have over 450 selections available for you at Jack Ingram on the Boulevard. Six great brands. In fact, you can enjoy the luxury of Lexus for under $200 a month, the luxury of Mercedes-Benz for under $3, and so many great, thoroughly vetted, oh, wow, beautiful 2013 Ford F-150 Lariat. Wow, that's new in the signature pre-owned inventory. And on Thursday, we like to visit Jack Ingram Porsche. So I'm going to click that part. JackIngram.com will take you to all the brands, the signature used, and the value car lot. And let's see what's happening there. You can make the Porsche dream come true for under $600 a month. There's a 2016 Porsche Cayenne. That's the one that I test drove. I had only been a passenger in a Porsche, but I had never driven one. So I went over there one day because I wanted to know. I'm telling you, take a look at these vehicles. I need to have that experience. And it was so impressive from pickup to the way the cockpit is designed. But what really got me was the engineering, because I took, you know how it is on the Boulevard when you go down to Atlanta Highway, you have those cloverleaf exit ramps that were built 70 years ago. And you can only go like 15 or 20 miles an hour before you find, in any car, you know, you're leaning into the door. That didn't happen. somehow, the way that car is engineered, we weren't racing, we were going the speed limit, but you didn't feel any pull. And that fascinated me. I don't know enough about engineering to explain it, but let me just say this. They have 9 Porsche options at Jack Ingram Porsche right now, including that. Is that still there? Yes. Night blue metallic. 911. 2020 with 36,000 miles. Oh my goodness. What a beautiful machine. Check them out. They're happy to give you the same experience they gave me. Test drive at Jack Ingram Porsche on the Boulevard or jackingram.com for more information.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest update.
Well, it's that time of the day. They are bunched up on 85 northbound from Taylor to Chantilly, 85 southbound South Union to the 65 merge. Busiest spot on the boulevards right now, East Boulevard from I-85 over to Vaughn Road and East South Boulevard, Narrow Lane and Woodley over to Troy Highway. 231 to Prattville and 31 to Millbrook, also a good bit of traffic there. Front Porch Grill in Millbrook's where friends meet. Home-cooked meals are served and no one's a stranger. Stop by the Front Porch Grill, Dietzville Highway in Millbrook. Wendell J. Skywatch traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Do you dream of being a lawyer and bringing justice to the less fortunate and vulnerable? But would you need to keep your full-time job while you pursue your dream of law school? Did you know you can do both with Faulkner Law's blended learning executive JD schedule? Learn on your own schedule during the week with flexible online coursework, and then come to campus in Montgomery only 2 weekends a month. Learn law, seek justice on your schedule. Learn more about ABA-accredited Faulkner Law's executive JD schedule at 334-604-7600 or law.faulkner.edu.
Hi, Rich Thomas here to talk to you about a one-of-a-kind Montgomery jeweler, Heirloom Jeweler, located at 6548 Vaughn Road. Not a traditional jeweler, they specialize in antique and estate jewelry. Owner-operator Troop Booth is an expert gemologist dedicated to give you a fair and honest price for your antique or estate jewelry. He's been the owner since 2015, but his grandparents started that business back in 1977. Troop is also the only employee. There is no overhead. He's a pro who knows the antique jewelry business. If you've ever thought of selling your old jewelry, now is the time to talk to Troop. They're open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4, Saturday 10 to 2. You can contact Troop at this number, 260-0066. Look at their Facebook and Instagram pages. Read some of the reviews and testimonials. Not to mention, you click on and check out the amazing inventory of antique jewelry at their website, heirloomjewelers.com. Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road at the corner of Watchman Drive.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We've got some weather changes on the way as a storm system approaches, but I think we're dry tonight. Mostly cloudy and mild. Overnight low temperature down to about 57. Tomorrow, high temperature in the upper 60s. Risk of showers and maybe a couple of thunderstorms by tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night, and first half of the day Friday before ending. Friday's high up to about 74. We'll be cooler Saturday with a good bit of sunshine and a high near 70. Then more showers show up on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Suns Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
news and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. This is my
fight song. Guys, here's what not to say on International Women's Day. Let's celebrate International Women's Day. And remember, behind every successful woman is a cat. It's International Women's Day. Send nudes. It was supposed to be yesterday, but they took longer than expected to get ready.
Ow!
And that's what not to say on International Women's Day.
Well, I made the mistake of opening this one from Mark. Actually, this meme is called Women Are History Month, because every single woman here, Leah Thomas included, who we just discussed, is a man, yeah, dressed as a woman. Last I checked, that makes you a transvestite, but not a female. Two genders, male and female. How confusing is that? But they keep pushing, they keep, and at some point, normal people, by that I mean people with a frickin' iota of common sense, are going to start wondering, why are they doing this? Why are they trying to convince us that somebody with a penis is a female? Because they're not. And you know what? You can cut it off, but that still doesn't make you a woman. It does. We're not.
You can't change your sex.
Here's the story on the crosses, which I haven't seen. From Weird U.S. Alabama's House of Crosses in Autauga County. It looks really weird when you ride by. The story is the man lost his wife and son in a horrific car accident. Every day since the day of their death, he has put up a cross for each of them. Now it has been years, so when you ride up, there are crosses everywhere. When you're brand new in Alabama, and that's one of the first things you see, it does, like, wow, that is really, I went past it at night, and it looks even...
I'm sure it looks spooky at night.
They didn't tell me we were coming up on it. Is that a cemetery? They look like they're buried very close together.
Yeah.
And obviously, their homeowners association didn't have much to say about it, huh? All right, spanning the globe here. Let's see if there's any last-minute... harassment, stifling conservative speech. FTC Twitter investigation sought Elon Musk's internal communications in the names of journalists. This is what the Soviet Union does. This is what they do with... It's not Republicans and Democrats. Those of us who hold the views that we do, we're dissidents. And to a government like the one run by Stalin... There was no room for dissidents so they could bring you the great communist glory that they planned for you. And we're all watching this in slow motion. We're watching the very type of government that we fought wars and sacrificed hundreds of thousands of lives to win. We are now welcoming it with open arms, with the full cooperation of legacy media and a bunch of political traitors. And that's it. That's all I can take. Time to go to Baumhauer's. I got to get over there. I need a pot roast Philly cheese or something.
Some comfort food.
Take my mind off of this. Or maybe some, what's the dessert they do over there that's really...
Beignet.
Yeah. Beignets and lots of whipped cream tonight.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest updates.
Well, we still have a good bit of traffic on Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue coming out of downtown. We're still a bit busy on 231 to Wetumpka. East South Boulevard from Narrow Lane and Woodley to Troy Highway and Taylor Road, the Hartburn Highway, always busy. I-65 and 85 looking pretty good through downtown Montgomery. Doing a brisk business, but no problems. 85 northbound Taylor to Chantilly. We got that every afternoon backup going on. Front Porch Grill in Millbrooks, where friends meet. Home-cooked meals are served and no one's a stranger. Stop by the Front Porch Grill, Deetsville Highway in Millbrook. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Suns Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. We personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey, girl. I'm the cute one, here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving.
And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about.
Just happy to be here.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Just mix a packet of Eucora with water and drink it when you need support, like right after intimacy. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
No, I get, well, how is life? I know besides thinking of these news story things and stuff like that. You know, you're having a good time. You able to relax over the summer, have a good time?
Am I able to have a good time? My cat just had a heart attack.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he had a heart. You ever hear such a crazy thing?
No, I didn't know they got things like that.
Yeah, they get heart attacks. So I got it off Steve Korn, this writer up at
Saturday
Night
Live. Sure, I know him, yeah.
Yeah, so he gives me his cat.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out it's some kind of a defective cat, you know? So he's a nice cat, and everything, I'm getting along with him. I come back to my apartment last week. The cat's like foaming at the mouth. He's shaking like this. He's just like foam coming out. So I didn't want to get near it. I thought maybe he'd, who knows? He was delirious. Maybe he'd think I'm a mouse. So I say, I didn't want to get near him. So I phoned 911. You know, I panicked. I phoned 911.
Right, right.
Which turns out it's just for people. I didn't know that.
Didn't know either.
They got mad. I mean, they said that they would have me arrested if I phoned
them. Oh, okay.
But anyways, you know, I love this cat. It's a good cat. So I took him down. I got him in a cab, and I took him down to the hospital, the animal hospital.
Uh-huh.
And the guy tells me my cat had a heart attack. He takes him away. He says, oh, yeah, he had cardiac arrest and stuff. And he started asking me questions about, like, he says, I said, what would cause that? He goes, you know, diet, stress.
Stress?
Yeah. Well, he had a big promotion coming up. So, And then he let me visit the cat.
Uh-huh.
He says, you can visit the cat, you know. There's visiting hours. I go, all right. So you go in this room, and then they bring the cat in a cage.
Uh-huh.
He's all drugged up. And then they put the cat, like, on a bed. And then the guy goes, okay, we'll be back in a half an hour. You have half an hour, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I'm with the cat, like, for half an hour. So after 5 minutes, you know, I figured, I got a life to get back to. You know? It's a cat. So we go out, and so afterwards he told me he had a lot of, he said he could have an operation, which was like $4,000, which, mm-hmm. you know, I could buy like 100 cats for that, you know? But then I figured, what the hell would I do with 100 cats?
Right. So you got the cat. You sprung for the operation.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
No, there was another thing where he's on medication,
uh-huh.
you know, and I have him on medication. I have this medication. And he said there was some good news and bad news. He said the bad news was the cat only has like a 20% chance of survival.
Mm-hmm.
But he says the good news is it's just a cat.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.